For the Purpose Critique Review Education, Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
It's Madonna Unique's number 26.
You know what's weird about 26?
What's weird about 26?
If we could turn back the clock, what would you have done differently? 26. Two words.
Let's see. The first half of 26, I was getting a lot of auditions, doing a lot of theater work, a lot of improv. But then I kind of got away from that. The last half of 26, I would have made a duplicate of the first 6 months when I was 26 to the second last half months of 26.
Okay.
Yes, there was a girl involved. I should have.
I was just going to say, it's always always a girl or money.
Always a girl or
a new job or a new this or that. It's the same thing with Jersey Mike. Jersey Mike learned some things at the age of 26-ish that if he could go back and do it completely the first half and caught up to his brain, you probably would have never met me because I would be doing my grind indefinitely and I would have opened up a little business and that would have been my life. But thank goodness we're not because we're
doing
Madonna.
I'm glad the way it turned out.
Me too.
So Madonna, Unique's number 26. So last episode of Madonna, Unique's number 25, now 26, like the old trailer, the voices would come on, and now, you know. Anyway, 30th anniversary of Like a Prayer, we played.
You know what's so crazy? That messed her up, but it made her even more successful. Pepsi didn't want to deal with her.
Oh, yeah.
She gave up something for, I didn't want to say eternal creativity, where she constantly rejuvenates, reinvents herself.
She comes out a different butterfly every time.
Yes.
Different butterfly every time. So, but we're not going to play a like. We're not going to do another Like a Prayer mix.
But I do have a question, though.
What's that?
How many guys have been in that cocoon?
Well, you know, it must be a pretty good cocoon, dude. Think of the butterflies that come out. So, first thought was, let's find a B-side rarity. What was the B-side to Like a Prayer? It was Act of Contrition, but I found this is a neat one. B-side CD release from Japan. It's what they call the CD mini albums.
Ah.
Where they put a whole lot of extra remixes. So going back to spring 1989, this is a remix of Express Yourself called the Stop and Go Dubs. Probably the longest mix of this version of the song. That's 10 minutes, 49 seconds.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear this.
So while you're listening, think about this. Okay, here's a trivia question. Because you said it and y'all don't think you even knew it. Pepsi. How much did Pepsi pay Madonna for that two-minute Pepsi commercial? The one where Madonna travels back in time, kind of where she's being 8 years old? Think about it.
We'll be right back.
go Dubs from Japan.
On this cover, Madonna looks like she's got a lot of rings, a lot of hippie girl, but I'll tell you what, I want to see what's going to happen next with this new music from her, because
yeah,
it's
coming.
To be pretty sweet.
It's coming. All right, so how much did Pepsi pay Madonna? How much money did Pepsi pay Madonna
for the
for the Pepsi commercial?
McCommercial?
For the McCommercial, yeah. But
I'm
they
say
pulled.
1.2 million.
Higher.
1.5.
Higher.
2.
Higher.
3.
1989. Higher.
$5 million?
$5 million.
Oh, wow. She got to keep everything?
She got to keep it all. Yeah, because they paid her in advance. You know, that was Madonna. So that cues us out for Madonna Uniquities number 26.